what are some of the practices that these people who practice Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead, what is it that they practice? Well, number one, they practice this matter of constructing altars, or what they call altares, to honor the dead. Altars are often decorated with an array of flowers, fruits, and favorite foods, candles, Day of the Dead bread, skeletons, and skulls. Oh, very nice, isn't it, huh? So just to use all that to honor the dead, that's a very nice thing to do, isn't it? Child altars are filled with candy and toys, whereas liquor and cigarettes are left for the adults for their long journey back. Yeah, that's really honoring, you know. Let's put some pot right here. Let's put some Marlboro cigarettes right here and some liquor, which probably killed this person, right? Due to cirrhosis of the liver. Well, let's see what the Bible says about altars here. You're in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible says here, "These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that ye live upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place." What is he saying? I don't want nothing to do with this. That's what God's saying. When you come into a land and you see the altars where they worship their false gods, tear it down, burn it. I don't want nothing to do with it. And let me say this. There's places here in Los Angeles, especially in Detroit, where altars are not just in the homes of people. They're in the streets. I mean, there's people who say, yeah, we fill the streets with altars so all the spirits can just roam and come into the homes. I mean, that's wicked.